This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't need to. No, seriously, you don't need to. Those are all labels that the left gave me. You need to read it and find out truly what we're all about, truly what we stand for. Again, got something to say? Don't like what I'm saying? Don't agree with me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you get up on the website, give me your email address. Seriously, I do an email a week. I let you know what's going on in the show. I got stuff to sell. You can find that by going to therealside.com/store. That's the Real Side store. Where you can buy the shirts I got on sale, the hashtag Stan shirts. You can sign up for our email, you know, blast that goes out once a week. You can buy my book. You can read our articles. There's a lot of good stuff going on up on the website. So I want to talk about Kamala Harris, but some of you have already sent me emails about, well, what do you think about what's going down with Trump, and should we have an prosecutor, and blah, 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 blah. Well, okay, look, and everybody else is talking about this. 3,000 shows are talking about this tonight. Because I want you to stay here, I'll spend a few minutes on it. And I do mean a few minutes, because I did it last night. So, what do I say about all this? I say it's all a bunch of BS to keep people away from the real things. We again, like I said, we got the little Asian guy over there. In North Korea, he's got his finger on the button, and we're concerned about Comey. We're concerned about a guy that the Dems wanted gone last August, for God's sakes. So let me give you the scenario. I might as well do this now, because I know I'm going to get to it eventually. So you got Trump sitting there, and he says today, and now the news says he's kind of wiped out everything his White House people have said about how he went down with the Comey thing, and, you know, because he said he was the one that fired him and not the other guy, blah, 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 blah. Back to this again, right? Well, here's the deal. He wanted him gone from day one. This is not a shock. This is no surprise. So he wanted him gone from day one. So, you know, Comey, you're on my hit list. Which is why when Comey did that speech about a month ago or 2 months ago, I think it was at Boston College or Boston University, where he said, look, I've got 6 more years left. I'm not going anywhere. Do you really think that came out of nowhere? Comey was letting Donald Trump know, I'm here. I'm not leaving on my own. So that's one tinge for Trump. And then all these other things that he's been doing. You know, I believe, not a grandstander, but I do believe that Comey doesn't mind having the attention. I do know that morale was down at the FBI. All these loons on the left to say morale's down now, they're wrong. It's lies. It's fake news. I know people at the FBI. Morale took a nosedive when he refused to give the evidence and have Hillary at least go to trial. They did all that work for nothing. They felt betrayed, and it was wrong. It should. You know, if Comey was truly a man of integrity, he would have let it go to the grand jury. He would have let it go the way he needed it to go. He would have put it squarely on the AG's shoulders. What did he say? She had compromised herself and I had to step in? No, you didn't. Let her hang herself. I would have handed it to her and say, you see what I see, and you decide what to do with it, because I may be investigating you later on. So everybody was covering for everybody, and this is what happened. I love my friends who say this is the most corrupt administration we've ever seen. It's only 100 days, well, it's a little over 100 days old. It's the most corrupt. Wow. You must have been in a coma for the last 8 years. It's just amazing. Yeah, don't get me started. And now the Russian probe. Oh, my God. What are we going to do in the middle of this massive investigation? And apparently, Mr. Comey is the only one that speaks Russian. He's the only one that can do this investigation. So another lie. It's not going to set it back. It's still moving forward. Comey was doing no investigations on his own. Think about that. None of this was being done by him. He had people out there doing it, reporting it back to him, and even if he kept it close to the vest, he still wasn't doing any of the investigations. So nothing changes. The acting FBI director said, nothing changes. And everybody said, he just asked for more money, and that's what did it. No, the acting FBI... the FBI director said no, the money wasn't for this particular Russian investigation. That cyber hacking has gone up, 10,000%, and they need more money to track or trace down this cyber hacking. Nothing to do with this Russian investigation. And for you Dems listening, what part do you not understand? That the investigation, remember that? Remember you guys are such, you're such hypocrites. Well, Hillary's not being investigated. Her email server is. Really? How dull can you be? When was the last time a computer got indicted? Right? When was the last time your screen monitor got indicted? I mean, how stupid can you be? Now, you wanted to hear nothing about that. There was no investigation. She was fine. And what's the investigation on with Trump? The investigation is to find out whether there was collusion, and they've already said there hadn't been any, but if there's any kind of collusion between the Trump campaign, his email server, and the Russians. But no, you won't have any part of that. You don't care about that. It's got the name Trump in. So you're going to nail it any way you can. Hypocrites. You're just hypocrites. There's no other way to put it. You're either hypocrites or insane. You choose. I'll let you make the choice because I'm for freedom of choice. But you can't have it both ways. You can try, but it ain't going to work. And you guys are doing a great job of making sure the American populace sees truly what you're made about. And I'm going to show you how insane mainstream media is because they're still using phony polls to show you how popular the president is or isn't and the people around him. It's great. I hope you keep it up. This is why I end all my pieces now with God bless Nancy Pelosi. Long live Nancy Pelosi. And may Chuck Schumer be around for quite some time to come. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. David Fisher is going to join me the next after the break. We're going to talk about your money, your dollars, your funds to make sure that there's enough. You need to have enough money. That's really what it boils down to. Again, we'll be back in a minute. I hope. Maybe.
We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right to my next guest. You know, I've always told you guys that I'm not the money guy. And I know some of you, this quote-unquote recession or the economics, we all thought that Trump was going to walk, oh, I didn't think it, but Trump was going to walk in and make everything wonderful and hunky-dory and nice, and no, it's going to take a while to turn this around. And what are you doing to protect yourself? What are you doing to protect your money while you're waiting for it to turn around? Let's bring David Fisher on, because he's the guy that has a clue. I don't. I'm here with my friend David Fisher. We have him on, you know, every week and get an update on how the markets are doing, how, you know, how your finances are doing. Because I tell you what, it's not over yet, folks. I keep telling people that. It's not over yet.
So you need to pay attention to what's going on in your bank account, in those holes you dug in the backyard, maybe in your cookie jar or what have you. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. He does every week. And David, always have fun. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I do have fun when you're on with me.
Well, we should have fun talking about the news and the politics and the markets and how it affects us. That should be an engaging conversation, not just for you and I, but especially for the listeners, because that's what this is all about.
Yeah, and again, when it's too dry, when you just hit the straight numbers, people, I'm sure they glaze over. I was in the technology business for 20 years. I could always tell when I was putting somebody to sleep at the table because they just didn't get what I was talking about. So, all right, in light of what's going on, obviously a little bit of news going on all around us, but it's not just this Comey thing. I mean, last week we had the health care bill, pass through one of the first houses, and you know the Senate's going to shred it, and they're going to come back with a bit of a different version or what have you. But that's got to create some uncertainty in the market, in all markets, whether it's precious metals, stocks, or what have you, doesn't it?
Well, certainly, the Comey thing is a political story rather than a market story, but it is affecting the market because it creates uncertainty, like what's going to happen next. And there's this, now the whole thing, and not to go down the Comey road too much, Joe, but just to comment on it, now there's all this talk was Comey getting ready to uncover something with the president and Russia, because he asked for a whole bunch of money right before this all happened and was denied that? Or is it truly what President Trump is saying, in his dismissal letter to Comey, saying, I thank you for the alarming me of the three investigations I've been under, that I've passed them all, in essence, I'm paraphrasing. But what it's doing, it's creating uncertainty. The markets are not doing that well right now anyway, because Trump's not been able to pass any of the things that he really wants to get into place, which he's a president that is a pro-business, business-friendly type of a president, and his policies are as such, and if they can't get the policies through, or looks like they are not going to get them through, then that affects the market in a negative way. It creates uncertainty. Ironically, during this Comey announcement, gold was pulling back a little bit. Not every market goes up every single day. Yet within minutes of the announcement, gold shot up $7. So, and that was yesterday's news. Today, using gold as a barometer, today gold was up almost $6 earlier today. And just moments ago, it reversed that and it's down $3. The stocks are running the same roller coaster effect with what's happening. It's not a clear path of movement where everything is up or everything is down. And we're going to see, like I said, in January, watch. The markets are going to go through a roller coaster effect. And certainly the last yesterday, today, and even last week are a great example of that.
Well, I agree with you. And when I look at what's going on, and you're right. I mean, you've called this before. I've told people, in my mindset, to a big degree, you've been close to 100%. Nobody's 100%, but you've been close to 100% as you call these things out. And I've been telling people, this roller coaster ride is normal. You were talking about this. You haven't, and more than since January, David, you've been talking about this for a long time, how certain things are, affect the market, and the day-to-day numbers are not what you need to be looking at. You need to be looking at the long-term numbers, because since Trump was elected, these numbers are still up, are they not?
Yeah, the numbers are up in gold. All the indexes are pretty much up. Even the dollar's up slightly from when Trump was elected, but not a whole bunch. So the stocks are up a little bit. The Dow is up about 4%. Gold is up about 6. Silver's up close to 9. So the markets are up. And I said we're going to have a bull market in stocks and metals at the same time. And we're clearly having that. And thank you for the nice compliment about me getting it right a lot. I don't get it right at 100%. I was wrong last week. I said we're probably going to have a government shutdown because they're not going to be able to agree upon a spending bill. They did agree upon it. We didn't have a government shutdown. I'm going to own when I'm wrong. But I think that shutdown is going to happen sometime this year. I think we're going to have a fight or a clash of the titans when it comes to spending. And because President Trump is not getting what he really wants put into place. And there's going to be a rising up against powers. I think, unfortunately, we have a divided country, and it becomes ever so more divided, even over this James Comey thing. It's just ridiculous that we just can't come together and get things done.
Well, we're divided. You and I have talked about this a million times. We're divided because it's us against them. It's Dems against Republicans, conservatives against liberals. And it was never meant to be that way. It's good to have two, three, four, five different opposing viewpoints. But not in a Civil War scenario type of thing where it's us or nothing. It was never meant to be that way, and I can't get people to understand that. You know, the people on the right, not every idea you have is the best one, and the people on the left, not every idea you have is the best one. I know this isn't finance, but, you know, it's true.
No, this affects finances, right. And you're exactly right. This didn't start with Trump, and this didn't start with President Obama either.
No.
But it's been a growing trend ever since Clinton's been in office, mm-hmm. and has escalated since then to an undescribable amount, and it's going to get worse, in my opinion, until we have some major either financial calamity or a war or something that causes America to be patriotic again and bring us together, because right now there's nothing on the near horizon that says we're going to agree on things unless some catastrophic event, I hate to live this way or think this way, but it's going to take some earth-shaking news for America to get back together and working together in our political and financial views.
All right, David, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about, well, you know what? You brought it up, and we don't have to get deep into it, but war and what war does to the economy and what it has done in the past to the economy. You know, we'll be right back. Don't go far. A lot more with David Fisher after the break. You need to know how to handle your finances. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to him because you get so much good information on him. I don't know how many of you think you've got it all together when it comes to finances. I know I don't. I know I need information. I need expert help from somebody who gives a darn. And it's not looking to take all your money. I don't want to waste his time. Let me bring him right back in. David Fisher's with me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and I always have a good time when he's on the show. And I don't mean party time. You know what I mean. I get so much information from him, and it's plain, simple English. I don't have to go back to school. I don't have to look up the terms, and I always enjoy my time with him. And, David, thanks for being with me. And we had touched on the war thing, you know, over the history of this country. And I'm not saying neither one of us is suggesting we go to war, but war has helped the economy in the past in this country, hasn't it?
Absolutely. War has been very good for our economic development. It puts people to work. It creates jobs. It creates revenue to the government. Those are some the benefits. It lowers unemployment. It tames inflation. It does a lot of things, but you know, unfortunately, it comes
with a big price.
With a big price, loss of lives, loss of misunderstanding on how our country operates, and we also sometimes, I think, have used it as a power struggle to be the police in the world. You know, that's a role that we've taken on, but we've also been asked to put there. In several ways. So I'm not an advocate of war at all, but I'm not an advocate of allowing terrorism reign either.
Right. And it's really interesting that when people talk about how much money we're spending on the military to get them strong again, not to go to war. People think that the only thing the military is good for is to go to war, and they need to do a little homework and see how our military, how our aircraft carriers, for that matter, have helped countries that have been ravaged by natural disasters or what have you. You know, and they don't realize that we use our military, we use our Navy for much more than just breaking and breaking and killing. We don't, it's not the only thing we use it for. So anyhow, but you know, to get back to the economy for a second, I didn't expect things were going to turn around. People said, well, you're just saying that now. No, go grab my old shows. I've always said the same thing. You can't turn something around that's been happening for 8 or 10 years in a matter of a couple of months, which seems to you what most people are expecting from this president. But there are so many, you know, you've got the legislators not working with you. He's got more than an uphill battle. This man is I'll keep it clean, but he's shoveling sand against the tide, isn't he?
Absolutely. You know, and the biggest shovel that he's trying to do is get the economy back on track and get the country back to work. But the challenge is you can't get through his policies that he's learned in business to implement in government. You know, and his attempt to drain the swamp, he's finding that is much deeper than they ever imagined. So he's dealing with a lot of different things on his shovel in a lot of different topics, in other words. But we're finding out, unfortunately, that, you know, his target of 3%, which is GDP growth, is not even close to going to be achievable. Secretary Wilbur Ross said yesterday that we're going to fall significantly short of that this year and several years to come because the president can't get into his Congress his business policies, which is good for GDP. In fact, there's a new consensus, Joe, that's saying that we're not going to get anything more than a 2.3% GDP growth in the economy throughout the year 2020. So this is a new startling fact. And if that's true, and I think it's more true than not, unfortunately, you know, there's reasons for this.
But this is a political fight. It has nothing to do strictly with the fact that we're just tanked. I mean, this has to do with the fact that we can't get all three branches, two of the branches, to work together, right?
Well, it's political, but it's coming out on a financial level. You know, when you ask for a tax cut to spur business on, you got to have a tax increase somewhere.
Right.
The Treasury just announced that, you know, April is for the Treasury is like Christmas. That's when the most amount of revenue comes into the Treasury.
Right.
And the Treasury just reported, Joe, that the revenue that came in April is down, revenue or taxable receipts is down 5.7% this year from last year. And last year was the lowest of the previous 5 years. So this is a startling fact, saying that the Treasury is not getting enough money. That trend, if you look at a chart, it's shrinking. It's going down, which is a sign that says we're moving towards recession because taxable income is coming from businesses and individuals saying that people are making less money and businesses are making less money. Otherwise, the tax receipts would be going up. So this is Trump's attempt to turn things around, saying, I got to get businesses back on track. But he's doing that when the tax receipts the tide's working against him, and so he's trying to lower corporate tax. That's why I keep saying his plan is going to balloon the debt. And here's another prime example. The tide's working against him, he's trying to fix it. He's trying to say, in essence, we got to have a little bit of delayed gratification. We might have to balloon the debt to get America back to work. But the problem is it really didn't work, and that's the Reagan economics. Reagan was brilliant at getting the economy working and getting small businesses in place, but the debt took it in the shorts because of that. So, you know, this is why the IMF also said recently, Joe, that we're headed for some major problems. He said the IMF reported a warning that was very similar to the warning in 2008 about the debt of our country, and it says this, quote, in America alone, bad debt held by companies could reach $4 trillion.
Whoa, whoa.
Or almost a quarter of all corporate assets.
Wow.
This debt could undermine the financial stability if mishandled. So think with me for a second. The debt is now becoming an issue in corporate America. We already have government debt an issue. I mean, all I have to do is look at Puerto Rico.
Right.
They are $123 billion underwater, and we just bailed them out and gave them $269 million. That's like a tenth of a percent of what they need. And so we have a major problem in our country with debt.
Right.
And it's going to come and strangle us if we don't get it under control. And that's the give and take, trying to get the economy to going to get the debt under control, and there is no solution.
Oh, geez. I'm so happy now. No, but you know what? Here's the other thing, too. Now, he's coming at this from a business standpoint. You've got a bunch of, I'll be nice, legislators, elected legislators up there, that don't have successful businesses, haven't had successful businesses in years. And what I constantly hear, the grumblings that I hear, is you cannot run the government like a business. But I am sure there are things they can do from a business standpoint that would help the government run leaner and meaner, right?
Well, it certainly is. There's the government is not running leaner and meaner, and Trump is attempting to do that. He wanted an $18 billion cut in spending across the board, except for defense, and he didn't get a penny of cutting. So the government doesn't want to get leaner and meaner. They want to get bigger and fatter, evidenced by we're spending $25 more billion in this year spending bill compared to what was happening last year. So we're not shrinking this thing. It's ballooning. And the government is the largest it's ever been in the history of our country per capita of U.S. citizens of employment in our government, which is the largest in the world per capita compared to other citizens in their government, the ratios. And this is why many people are saying America is just asleep at the wheel. We are headed on a collision course. We don't get our debt under control. And this is why, you know, David Stockman, you know, said recently that, you know, President Trump is like a 70-year-old kid in a candy store. He wants everything, more money for defense, more money for veterans, more money for building the wall, more money for law enforcement. We got to get more money for infrastructure and have phenomenal tax cuts. Who's going to pay for it? It doesn't make sense. And that's the balancing act that everything is being dealt with. And this is where the rubber meets the road. And this is why David Stockman, who's not a gold guy, today in the news said it's time that we should be looking at buying gold and selling stocks. So he's not endorsing a gold company.
You're listening to David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You really don't know everything about finance. Take it from me. And actually take advice from David. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate so much the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to finish up the interview that I did earlier today. And look, it really is about finances, you know, right? We're not out of the woods yet, right? You guys know that, right? So why not learn how to handle what little money, what lots of money, what kind of sort of money, or the money in your pocket? Let's learn how to handle it. And that way there you can, you know, when and if the crap hits the fan, because as you heard David say, he thinks he's looking at another recession. Not as big as the one in 08, 09, but everything is aiming at or looking like we're going to have another small recession. So let me just bring my guest right back on. I don't want to let him hang too long. David Fisher's with me, and you know, we meet up every week at these little meetings that we have here to give you information. If you're driving, don't take notes because you can grab the podcast later on. But if you're not, you need to open up a notebook. You need to write this stuff down because you're gonna, not only going to find out has he been right in the past, but there's information here that you need. You don't have to have $7 million to make money. You can get your little nest egg together. There's different ways to do it, and David gives us some real information. But if you want to talk to a live person, you don't just want to read a website, you can give David a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or head over to landmarkgold.com. Come on, guys. It ain't that hard. Landmarkgold.com. And David, again, before we went to break, you started to talk about the economy pulling back, and I was telling you during break that a friend of ours thinks we're heading into a depression. Give me your thoughts.
I don't think it's going to be a depression. I don't think it's going to be this time as big as 2008. But there will be a time, if we don't really take care of our debt, it's going to be bigger than 2008, unfortunately. I hope I'm wrong this time. I hope I'm really, really off on this. But the numbers, I'm a numbers guy, and math doesn't lie. At the end of the day, 2 and 2 always equals 4. You know, and people say, well, we can just print our way out of it. The problem is that they can't at this point. And the numbers don't lie. CNN said recently 6 out of every 10 Americans don't even have enough money saved to cover a $500 emergency expense.
I believe that.
So when the average household debt is now $130,000, and you know that includes people who don't have debt, like you were talking about some individuals that we mutually know. America can't pay for this, and this is the conundrum that we're in. We need more tax revenue. We're spending like crazy, trying to stimulate things to grow the economy, and there's no really fixable plause of a plan to get everything under control, get the economy working, and pay down the debt. So because we're going to ignore the debt is not something we should be ignoring, and this is going to turn into a problem. In fact, I don't think there's going to be enough money if President Trump continues to pass spending things to get us through this short-term $1.1 $2 trillion spending bill that's supposed to last until September. I think he's going to fall short if this trend continues with what we're going with. And that's where there's going to be a fight over this. So I think we're going to move into a recession, possibly. But certainly there's going to be, at the minimum, a pullback in the markets. And during that, I think you're going to see stocks correct. You know, I think you're going to see the dollar pullback. I think you're going to see gold go up. This is what happened in 2008. So my advice, first of all, is if you have high debt, get out of debt. Work towards paying these things down, because they're going to raise interest rates and it's going to cause financial havoc to people who can't manage their debt now. It's going to be even worse then.
Wow. So, David, how about the housing markets? Where do you see those going?
You know, I don't see where we're not going to see what we saw in 2008 in the housing market, a big collapse, because there's not this debt structure and there's not leveraged houses like there was at the levels of astronomical numbers before. And we didn't see the boom, and we're not seeing the same boom right now in housing that we saw in 2005, 6, 7. So the boom was very effervescent. And beyond belief. Therefore, the crash was very effervescent and beyond belief. To the extent that things are overly moving, like the Dow did from November till now, just on wishful thinking of business practice of Trump policies. Now we're finding it didn't get put into place, so now the market has to catch up with what you call companies have to show that they're making money. There has to be profit. And they're not showing that. They're buying back their stock to prop up their stock to showing profits. So we have to, at the end of the day, companies have to make money and produce earnings. And earnings are not there where they should be to support where the market is. So we're going to have a pullback, 10% or greater, maybe 20%. And this is where you want to diversify. We will see gold rally during this pullback. It historically always does. So I say if this resonates and you were long overdue for a pullback, if you believe those things, get 2 years too early to this event, then 2 days too late, diversify into gold.
You got some good ones this morning. You got me giggling over here.
I woke up on the right side of the bed, I guess. There's a whole new passion that's been birthed in me, Joe, here recently. I've been doing some studying, and it's really causing the alarm to go off inside of me. So that's what you're hearing. That's what's coming as a result of what I'm reading. And it's not – this status quo is not going to stay where we're at. We're going to have a major change, I believe, coming up, and get prepared for it financially by diversifying into metals.
Look, it's funny you should say that, because you know I deal with a group of group of men once a month. We meet and we go through just, you know, working with your family, working with your finances and that kind of stuff. And you are correct. There's maybe 15, almost 20 guys in that group. And I would say maybe four of them could pay a $500 bill if they had to. Maybe four. And these guys have homes. They're barely making their mortgage payments. You know, they got in when these prices were high and they've struggled through or what have you. That might have beat the last little recession there. But you're right. They don't know how to save. They don't know how to invest. And they don't think they can invest because they don't really have a big savings account. You know, you've talked in the past about the latest one was 25, 25, 25, and 25. I realize, yeah, I came up short there. But how does one, again, you know, maybe a young family who is really having trouble or struggling through, how do they start to move forward and diversify, if you would?
Well, you know, putting $25 into a stock account in a mutual fund, if you're young, over time will benefit you. I'm not. Now you're seeing I'm not anti-stock. I'm not. I don't invest in stocks. I'm pro-stock.
Right.
I have some myself. But I wouldn't put all my money into stocks. That's insane, especially in this environment. Neither should you put all your money into gold. But you can get started with a plan and buying some metals on a small basis.
Right.
You know, we advocate that you get diversified. Save up some money and put money in under your mattress, so to speak, or in a savings account. Doesn't have to be physical money in your mattress,
yeah,
but have money, you know, put away for 3 months of living expensive. These are just normal fundamental economic principles that if you do these things day after day, month after month, year after year, and it becomes woven into your fabric of your financial belief, you're going to benefit.
Right.
But don't do an all or nothing approach in investing.
Well, listen, you've been talking about it for years. You've even kind of shifted a little bit, same direction, but you've gone from three categories to four, which I thought was really kind of cool and made sense, especially to guys like me. Now, the bail-in is not gone. So if you are one of those people that has the money tucked away, it's not necessarily tucked away safely, right?
Well, it's not only not gone, but they clearly weren't able to do anything with the law of the Dodd-Frank law and any addressing of it in this last budget, which they tried to do. So it's totally in place, and it significantly could be the backstop of ultimate backstop where the government will be forced to seize our money through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is not President Trump doing this. Wasn't President Obama doing this. I have a report on it. And this will help you get your eyes open. They've even tested it in our government five times in the last 3 years, and nobody raised an eyebrow. So it's not going to alter behavior. And even the International Monetary Fund says if you do this right, it will work. It's worked in nine countries. Well, eight of the nine. Didn't work in Greece because they did it three times. And that's what causes revolting. But this is what's happened in our country, and we're following that model. We have it as a backup plan, or maybe it might be the first plan. I don't know. But it is clearly there. And so if we have a downturn, the government now can seize your money. And so we say diversify. Diversify, diversify, diversify. I can't say it enough passionately on the airwaves today. This is something that's an immediate must. You wouldn't dare not have car insurance or health insurance or life insurance. Get your wealth insurance.
So, David, how do they get information on this? How do they figure out how to make it happen? Who do they need to call?
Well, I have lots of seasoned representatives here. Call my company, and there's no pressure.
No.
They'll get their questions answered, and we'll get a packet out to them that explains a lot of some white papers on all these topics. 844-715-7311.
That's right, 844-715-7311. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. We're going to talk about all this violence going on. Is that the new craze? Is this how it's going to be from now on? We'll be right back.